Why, Novak? Why? Why?
Because the principles of decision-making on my body are more important than any title.
Last year, number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, was banned from the Australian Open for not getting a COVID vaccine and refusing to cave. He lost his status as number one, missed out on the US Open and several other tournaments, and this year he came back to play the Australian Open with Bill Gates in attendance and won. Now he's the number one player in the world again, despite not even being able to play in a lot of tournaments. What an absolute legend. We're gonna talk about it and celebrate his win today. Thanks for watching. The show starts now.
The Dream Rare Podcast, welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's live show. I got a tennis racket in my hand to show you that, you know, I'm a serious tennis analyst, etc. But anyway, Novak Djokovic, real hero story, folks. He refused to cave to the medical tyranny when Australia and the United States said you need a vaccine to play. You know, this is sadly how they got millions of people to get the product. Not by being so amazing that people naturally wanted to getting it, by having it government funded, government paid for, and then they basically threatened you and threatened to destroy your career, take your money, take your savings in some people's case, not savings, but I would say maybe pension and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it was a crazy, crazy time. And most athletes did cave or didn't really say much. And Novak Djokovic was one of the athletes that said, I don't care what the cost is, I don't care what you take from me. Couldn't play in the United States thanks to Joe Biden's shameful mandates, putting us on a level of many tyrannical countries. Couldn't play in the Australian Open. Went back, won with Bill Gates in attendance. Before we talk about a few things, I want to run this clip back because although I disagree with vaccine mandates because of immune system, personal choice, and also I think it's immoral to mandate a product which, even if it's rare, depending which product it is, you know, there are side effects, injuries, and in some cases, rare cases, as they'd say on certain commercials, death. I don't think you should be able to mandate that and force people to do stuff like that. So I'm against mandates either way. But in order for it scientifically even to really make semi-sense, it would have to block transmission, which these products didn't at all. So it made even less sense than it normally would. And to those who would say that that wasn't the original goal, we have to roll the footage because that's what they told us when these were rolling out to try to con people into getting it, besides just the mandates. Let's watch.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere.
It's an important compilation. I actually made it and edited it myself, took all those three clips together. Feel free to ever, you know, download that, share it, because there's a lot of people that'll live in denial and say they never said that. They never said that it was going to do that. They absolutely did do that. And as far as blocking Novak Djokovic from playing in the Australian Open and the US Open, how would it even scientifically ever make sense? I mean, this is obvious at this point, but we have to keep drilling at home. How would it make sense if there's 100 vaccinated players going to play and out of them, they can all also get sick? But, you know, it's Novak Djokovic's fault because he doesn't want it. I just want to show this picture because Bill Gates, you know, no disrespect. We love everybody here, whether you're an obese Gatorade model, whether you're a Calvin Klein, you know, non-binary, you know, Largo Margo, as we say, or your Lizzo, you know, we love all sizes of people here. We don't discriminate, big or small. But, you know, let's just say Bill Gates is looking a little Gordo out there. And somebody posted this on Twitter. I thought it was funny. It says, Bill Gates is 7 months younger than me. Do you think any of his health advice is worth following? I mean, no comment. Let's just leave it at that. No comment. I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast one time, and there was some sort of like health expert on it, you know, quote unquote health expert. And at one point, it was great. Rogan asked the guy about the health of himself. And I want to see if I can find it real quick. Maybe I'll upload it and we'll play it real quick. But he's like, let me see, health expert. And the dude, and Joe Rogan's basically like, do you even eat healthy yourself? And the guy's like, well, I'm working on it. I got to work on it. It's like, do you though? Do you know? Like, because you're out here telling everybody else how to live and you're not looking so healthy yourself. And he's like, yeah, I don't. He's like, I don't really eat healthy. And Joe Rogan's like, why though? You're like, your whole job is learning how the body works and health. Why don't you take care of yourself? He's like, I'm trying. It's like, basically Joe Rogan just kind of destroyed the guy in front of him. Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but you know, Bill Gates looking a little gordo, just a little bit. And that's okay, because listen, people, good people come in all shapes and sizes. We love Lizzo, the Lizzos of the world. I'm just saying. How many times did he go to Jeffrey Epstein's island? Like 30 something, or I don't remember the number. It's I don't know. Wonder what was going on there. But anyway, Novak Djokovic, I mean, it's really interesting because he couldn't play in the Australian Open, one of the biggest tournaments of the year. He couldn't play in the US Open, one of the biggest tournaments of the year. There were other master tournaments he couldn't play in. And the BBC asked him in an interview that always gets copyrighted, so unfortunately I can't play it. But basically they said, why are you doing this, Novak? Why are you refusing to get vaccinated? And he said, my body is more important. My personal health decisions is more important than any tournament. And they said, what if this stops you from being the greatest of all time? Because when it comes to Nadal, I don't know if people watch tennis here, but I'll just fill you in. Nadal, Federer, these are people that he's kind of neck and neck with for legacy. They're all really good. They're all winning tournaments. And they're like, you could not be the greatest player ever because you didn't get vaccinated and play these tournaments. Are you okay with that? And he looked at total peace. He's like, yes, I'm fine with that. So fast forward a year, right? He's banned from all these tournaments. He loses his number one status because he can't compete. Goes to Australia, wins, is now number one in the world despite being at a massive disadvantage because he hasn't even played in as many tournaments, but he's still doing so good in these tournaments. He's better than ever. I think he's 35, and now he's number one in the world again. And Bill Gates is in the crowd looking a little bit Lizzo. And I'm not talking about a flute. I'm not talking about the flute, and I'm not talking about R&B music. He's watching in the crowd after he just did this little tour talking about this and that, saying Australia had such a good model. What do you mean by that? What's the Australian model that Bill Gates seems to love so much? You mean like psychotic lockdowns, having quarantine facilities, banning athletes from performing? Is that what you consider a success? While you look, like, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's like, the at bare minimum, just look like that guy and be like, shut up, Anomaly, get to the gym. And I'm like, geez, okay, dude, sorry, I'll work out. I'm strong, but I could be stronger. You can't be looking like a hefty bag, you know, a hefty bag filled with mashed potatoes, out here telling me it's such a good strategy that we banned everybody from, oh, it's so great. It's so good for everybody's health. Kids are getting fatter. He doesn't care. Childhood obesity is rising. He doesn't care. The American pediatrics are now suggesting pharmacy pills for 12-year-olds and surgery for 13-year-olds. If that doesn't wake you up, the Associated Press article saying that there's some sort of American pediatrics, one of these organizations, straight up, I remember, because I can't forget this. It's etched into my memory. They're suggesting and recommending pharmacy pills for fat 12-year-olds and surgery for 13-year-olds, and not like 13-year-olds that have huge medical problems, just obesity. Like, instead of telling them to work out and exercise, it's like, shove as many pharmacy pills in your throat and then go to the doctor and get this expensive surgery where they get paid, because that's the only way you could become not fat, is just surgery at 13. I mean, this is like evil. And we're running around the world telling everybody else how to act. I love America. It's great here. We're very privileged and blessed to be here. red, white, and blue. But we got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, because this is just straight up disgusting. Really messed up. But long story short, that's what it is. He won, stood up for himself, and you know, those couple months there where they were really pressuring were really tough on a lot of people. And a lot of athletes don't want to make a stand, just like a lot of normal people didn't want to make a stand. And listen, everybody has to do what they have to do. They got to do what they think's best for their family. Military were faced with a tough decision. They were holding pensions over people's heads. But I'll say this, you know, whether you're richer or poor or middle class, it's all about what matters most to you. You know, there's some people who sell their soul to the music industry because for a few million or it was a deal and it's like, oh, I had to get the money, I was going to be broke. But then there's also wealthy people that already have money and they're like, oh, I have to get the vaccine because I don't want to lose $20 million even though they already have $50 million in the bank account. And then there's some nurses that are living paycheck to paycheck that stood up for themselves and won big. So I'll say this, obviously, I think it's easier when you're wealthy to basically take a financial hit, obviously. But I think that strong people or people that had the conviction and will were the ones who kind of stood up to the mandates. Whether you were poor, middle class, or rich, there's a, I would say, argument to be made of which one's hard. If you're lower class and you have like a really low wage job, you know, the argument for the mandate and to cave to it would be, well, I need the money and I'm not in a financial position to cave, so I have to go get it even though I don't want it. But then also you could say, well, you could probably find another job of similar pay if you don't have that high of a pay job. There's other ones out there. You know, if you're rich, it's like, I don't want to miss this paycheck, but you have money in the bank. So there were excuses made, I think, from all sides. And I'm not judging people. I'm just saying it was that conviction in people's heart, whether you were poor, middle class, or wealthy, or an athlete like Djokovic, where people said, I don't care what it costs. I don't know what the cost is, but I don't care because I'm not allowing the government or my company to basically force me to inject multiple batches of synthetic mRNA into my veins when, you know, as we reported here, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, the government, Biden, Trump, Fauci, I mean, name a person, I don't really care. You know, maybe your company even, they don't have liability if something happens. They just don't, under the PrEP Act and just under, I guess, how the pharmacy industry works. I want to show you something real quick. This is a Moderna press release recently. Some people have been reporting on this. Moderna, you know, now they're working on new RNA stuff. So it says, first patients have been dosed in a phase 18 trial of our heart failure treatment candidate, mRNA-0184. The first in-human phase 1B clinical trial is being conducted in patients with stable heart failure to evaluate its safety and tolerability and to assess the pharmacokinetic profile effect of range dose levels of mRNA-0184. mRNA-0184 is engineered to instruct the body to produce relaxin with an extended half-life with the goal of producing a sustained clinical benefit in heart failure patients. So basically, the rumors are true. I wouldn't call them rumors because it's a report. But unfortunately, in my opinion, a lot of people are inaccurate. So I don't believe it until I see it with my own eyes. It is true. I mean, this is straight off Moderna's website that they're now working on mRNA for heart failures. Isn't that just interesting? Oh, it also says how much money they made on the website too. It said how much profits. I forget how many billions of dollars they made, but I'm sure that has nothing to do with it. I'm not going to make this video very long. Congratulations to Novak Djokovic. Just to wrap it up, he was banned from the Australia Open. They treated him like garbage. He flew out there. They basically deported him, wouldn't let him play, threatened him with his entire legacy of being the GOAT. You know, it's going to ruin it. He didn't cave. He didn't back down. Year later, you know, I would say he basically has been vindicated. He won with Bill Gates in attendance, looking like a hefty bag, after he just basically said Australia had this great model. Yeah, what model are you talking about? That's so great over there, dude. And please, dude, for the sake of your health and everyone's health, start talking about exercise and diet. Please, the kids are fat in America, Bill Gates. I understand you're like interested in vaccines and birth control and climate change. I get it, okay? And everybody has a passion. So but please, if you even have an ounce of soul somewhere left in that body, talk about exercise and diet, dude, because the kids need to hear it, not pharmacy pills, surgery, and injections all the time. It's just stop. Just stop. You know, number one in the world again, and it's interesting to see how many people are coming around, even people that aren't normally ones to tell the truth about this type of stuff. Like, for instance, Scott Adams is like a heavy, I don't know what you would call Scott Adams, like a cartoonist, you know, pretty smart guy, but kind of like egotistical, delusional over the COVID vax, like lost his mind over it, doubled down and spiraled because he didn't want to admit that he made a mistake or whatever. Fast forward, even he has kind of changed his tune. Ben Shapiro, somebody who's heavily pro-vaccine, his wife's a doctor, you know, he's not like a big, he doesn't question big pharma. He gave people the advice to go get it. If you're, you know, I think he was telling black people, go get the vaccine. Don't listen to Louis Farrakhan's anti-Semitic, you know, listen to me, Ben Shapiro, I sell golden vaccines, whatever. You know, he was pushing it for a year or two. That's fine. Even he came around and basically said, in hindsight, I don't even know if I would have got it. You start to see Liana Wen from CNN. She was a huge psychopath, I would say. I don't know, analyst, psycho. She was a huge psychopath during the mandates and stuff. And now Liana Wen is basically writing Washington Post op-eds that say, we overcounted hospitalizations and deaths. Really? Because I'm pretty sure I got censored off multiple social media platforms for saying that in 2020 and 2021 and showing proof and actually doing journalism. But now you're admitting it. Basically, one of the biggest lockdown psychopaths is doing my journalism from 2020 in Washington Post. And now that's mainstream. Once a conspiracy theory, now mainstream. I would say Yokovic is vindicated, and so are a lot of people. And I'm against mandates. I'll explain in a second. But it doesn't make any scientific or logical sense. Nothing in this whole thing did. It was basically, in my opinion, like a psychological experiment to see how pathetic, you know, human beings are and how obedient they are. And I would say we won over time, but we lost temporarily, because it's like, think about everything we went through. It's kind of hard to remember, but it's like the igloos. Here, eat indoors, outdoors, eat outdoors, indoors. You know, indoors is too bad and open it, but like here's an igloo. So it's like you have this nice brick structure that they built. Somebody smart, successful, like a construction team built that. And now instead of using the construction thing you built to keep us cold or warm during winter or summer, now you say that was going to spread COVID, even if there's windows you could open. So they built an igloo made out of cheap plastic and what God knows what else to the side of the nice structure that they built with also windows. And everybody ate inside the igloo. So you couldn't eat indoors. So you have to eat outdoors indoors. I mean, the igloo was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe that happened. Wearing a mask to sit down at a table was the R word. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, but you get it. And probably, I don't know, you'll figure it out. You got to wear a mask for 5 seconds until you sit down. And people just did it. I never did it. I either wore a space helmet or I basically just went to a different restaurant. It's like, it's like symbolic. You know, people are like, oh, it's, you know, it's just this. I want to eat. It's like, I know, but it's like a psychological experiment on a lab rat to see how like stupid and pathetic people are. So it's deeper than just, oh yeah, I'll just do it because it doesn't really matter. I mean, it kind of does matter when the country shut down for a year. It kind of does matter when people are being banned from countries. It kind of does matter when the military is getting kicked out. It kind of does matter when people are losing their pensions over not getting back. Like, it all kind of does matter. So as much as people said, I'll just put on the mask and sit down. Like, if I were one of the elites or I were like a president, I'd be like, wow, these people are pathetic. You know, I'm not a citizen that thinks I deserve everything. Oh, I deserve freedom. I deserve liberty. Like, you earn it. You know, America earned it. It didn't just wake up and get the First Amendment. Somebody at some point worked for it and put it together and really put their life on the line for it. Like, now everybody's just popping pharmacy pills, looking like Bill Gates, being like, we deserve freedom. Do we? If you can't even not wear a mask to sit down at a table for 5 seconds and take it off, if you are willing to play along with that, in my opinion, you deserve nothing. Someone stronger and more powerful than you is going to treat you like an animal and a sheep. And it's not, we're not victims. If you can't not do that, what's the point of even like doing any, like, it's so pathetic. So, I mean, that was one of them. And those are the more obvious ones. Now we go to the mandate, which once again, I'll explain in a second why I'm against all of them. But even if you were pro mandate, it doesn't even make any sort of scientific sense if it's not at least close to 100% blocking transmission. Like, the reason people don't question the polio vaccine and the reason people don't question a lot of childhood vaccines, and I think more and more people are going to question those, to be honest, but the reason people don't question them is because you get the polio vaccine and most people don't get polio. That's just the truth. If everybody got polio after they got the polio vaccine, they'd start questioning it more. And speaking of people who got polio after taking a polio vaccine, Google oral polio vaccine Africa, and you'll find two articles, I think Associated Press, explaining that they were giving oral polio vaccines to people in Africa. God knows what reason Big Pharma always conducts their little experiments over there. It's pretty evil. And those are the fighting racism people. But anyway, you can Google and find out that more people in those regions had polio from the oral vaccine that they were giving them than from the wild. I mean, this is a mainstream headline. This is not a conspiracy theory. More people were getting polio from the oral vaccine they were giving out in Africa than people were getting in the wild. That's how you question it. But with COVID, like I'm saying with polio, if 90% of people were getting polio with a polio vaccine when they were a kid, yeah, they're going to question it, but really people don't get it. And apparently there's not enough childhood injuries yet for people to really wake up. But when you look at the anti-vaxxer movement, I would say there's some dingbats in there, just like any crowd. But for the most part, a lot of the quote unquote anti-vaxxer movement is moms whose kids are injured from the vaccine, or they think their kids are injured from the vaccine, or they know their kids are injured from the vaccine. And in some cases, it's been proven. So that's what the movement is. It's not like a bunch of random crazies that just like thought of it. I mean, there's going to be some crazy people, obviously, just like there is if you go to like a city, there's going to be some crackheads sitting on the street. But for the most part, these are not random crazy people. These are mothers who can't ignore it anymore because it happened to them. If you're an athlete and you go out there, and I'm not saying this is extremely common, but it happens, it does happen. Imagine you're an athlete and you don't care about vaccine injuries, right? Because it's rare. Until if it happens to you, now all of a sudden you care because now you're injured and you can't play sports anymore. Like, this has happened to athletes. Is it happening to every athlete? No. Is it happening to a majority of athletes? No. Is it happening to 90? No. It's happening to a small percentage, sure. But the small percentage, if it's you, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not paralyzed, but a small percentage of people are. If you become paralyzed, it matters to you. That's what the movement is. People that know that. So when it comes to the COVID vaccine, these are, besides, I don't know what the AstraZeneca one is. I don't really, you know, the J&J one is some sort of double pumpy. I'm not quite sure what it's doing. But the Moderna and the Pfizer ones are synthetic mRNA, which weirdly are not being used in China yet. They're working on them. And they're not being used in Russia. Our two geopolitical enemies, essentially, Russia and China, are not, why, China's smart. These are not stupid people. Russia's not stupid. You might not like their government, but they're not dumb. Why aren't they using synthetic mRNA? Why did China wait a couple years to basically test the synthetic mRNA before they released it on their people? I wonder why. I wonder why they did that, right? Why? I thought this was like global medical communism where the experts said this and everyone does it, right? The experts have decided this. What experts? Which experts? Did the Surgeon General in Florida decide that? Did Fauci decide that? Is Fauci in the lab? Is everybody doing it around the world? How come China didn't deploy synthetic mRNA vaccines on their people? How come Russia didn't? You know, they have experts too, no, right? Aren't we all doing the same thing? Oh, we're not. That's weird. Sweden didn't lock down. A lot of Africa didn't lock down. The rates were, scientists are bamboozled. They're stunned. You know, these are articles coming out. Scientists are baffled why Africa's not doing bad because they didn't lock down. I wonder why. I don't know. Maybe you should, you know, start looking like a mashed potato hefty bag and pop pills and just keep asking yourself why you're not that healthy. Like, what? But anyway, for a mandate to make any sort of scientific sense, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, I know the people watching this video know this, but it's worth repeating for this video. In order for a mandate to make sense, the product needs to completely block transmission or else it doesn't matter. If a product only gives you slight benefit from hospitalization or whatever it boiled down to after they told everybody it was going to block transmission, if it doesn't block transmission, there's literally no scientific logic behind, you know, 1,000 people can be here in a small space that are vaccinated, even though they can get sick and spread whatever they say, get sick, you can spread it, you can do whatever they're claiming it does, but you won't let an unvaccinated in, even though it doesn't block the transmission for the people. It never made scientific sense. Neither did the testing scheme. And this is why I wanted people to stand up earlier. I know it's difficult, but you got to understand, it's like, if you play a sucker for this, this, and this, don't be surprised when this happens, because it's going to happen. But when they're testing the NBA players, NFL players, they're testing the ones who are unvaccinated way more than the ones who are vaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, you can't eat at this table. If you're unvaccinated, you can't work out at this gym. If you're unvaccinated, you can't go in the sauna. If you're unvaccinated, they're doing this to pressure you into getting the product. It's not scientific that says that, oh, that's so much. It doesn't make any sort of scientific sense, even on its front. They're trying to basically blackmail and hold people for ransom over the vaccine. You know, it's the most evil scheme I've ever seen in my life. They got government funding for the products. The government bought it. It pretended like it's free. It was all taxpayer paid, and it still is. It's not free. If it's so great, then just let people go get it. They're bribing people with like French fries and freaking milkshakes and stuff, like that idiot de Blasio from New York City. They're pushing it on people. It's not free. It's all government funded. It's all government bought. It's all government. In some cases, the government even owns it. This is a big thing that most people didn't report. Moderna owns part of the patent for, the government, the NIH owns part of the patent for Moderna. And then recently Moderna sued Pfizer for the patent that the government also partially owns. And they're suing Pfizer not on a patent that they filed for in 2020. They're doing it on a patent they filed in 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, one of those years before Trump even got into office, you know, is when Moderna was filing for this patent. And the government owns that. So when they sue Pfizer, who gets the money if they get money from Pfizer? Moderna and the government? Who invested in Moderna years ago? Bill Gates, obviously. I mean, Google it. But the point that I'm trying to get to is like, okay, the government owns part of it. Big Pharma's making an absolute cash cow off this product. They're pushing it through, warp speeding it way through trials. Trump's bragging about how fast it got here to the public. China's taking their time. Russia's not even doing the technology, but America's Operation Warp Speed to the public. And now it's completely protected from liability of side effects, injuries, and deaths. So if anything happens, you can't sue the manufacturer or the government because they have a liability shield under the emergency that they declared. Who declared the emergency? Alex Azar, the HHS secretary under Trump, who was a big pharma guy, a lobbyist and an executive for Eli Lilly. And he's the one declaring the emergency that gives the liability shield. Trump's FDA, Scott Gottlieb, ended up leaving the FDA, I think, in 2018. Where did he go? Pfizer. He sat on the Pfizer board. And it's not just Trump, by the way. It's a revolving door. And this has been happening for a long time, but Trump definitely didn't drain the pharma swamp. He made it worse. Long story short, now the product's out to the market and they're basically holding us for ransom over the product. It's free. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The government paid for it anyway, but it's not free. But now it's like, if you don't get the vaccine that we have no liability for, that a bunch of pharmacy lobbyists and pharmacy shills basically, you know, prepared a liability shield for under the PrEP Act and put all this out there. If you don't get it, you're going to lose your pension. If you don't get it, you're going to lose your job. If you don't get it, you're going to get kicked out of the military. If you don't get it, you can't travel. If you can't get it, you can't play in sports leagues. If you don't get it, you can't go in the sauna. If you don't get it, you're going to get tested every day. We're going to make your life miserable. It's basically like Chinese water torture of average citizens and athletes, everybody from big to small, I would say wealth and, you know, social status or whatever. It's basically like a ransom scheme. Like, we're going to take everything you love. We're going to ruin your wedding. We're not going to let you go to a funeral. We're going to have your parents not even want to like take you on a cruise. You know, basically like blackmail slash, I mean, a ransom scheme on every level of your life, from personal relationships to travel to work to finance, and saying, we are going to ruin your life if you don't get this product that we have no liability for if something happens, because we're complete pieces of garbage. And yeah, we know that you get the product and now you could still get sick with the, you know, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people are getting sick with the thing that they claim that is stopping. But, you know, we're still going to test you more. That never made sense. I was trying to point that out with the NBA. If you're going to test everyone all the time, I disagree with it. But, you know, they do test people for like steroids and stuff. I'm not saying I agree with like over testing people. I don't. But if you're going to test the vaccinated, unvaccinated people every day, Test the vaccinated people. Why are you not testing the vaccinated? Because that was the whole thing. It doesn't make any scientific sense to say both of these people can get sick. It doesn't really block transmission, but we're only going to test the unvaccinated person every single day and just let the vaccinated person walk around like their shit doesn't stink for a few months, even though they could also get sick with the thing. That makes no scientific sense. It's all bribery. I wouldn't call it extortion. I'd call it more like holding people for ransom. But to get the product. None of this made any sense along the way. And I pray, just to wrap it up, I pray people learn from this, because if they ever do get a product that does block transmission better, or they can pretend like it blocks transmission for longer time, or it's some sort of rarer thing that they can basically manipulate the statistics to make people think it's doing that or whatever, or then they're probably gonna try to mandate it again. So I hope that we learned a lesson from this. And I want to say the reason that booster shots are so unpopular, and I know this just based on my own personal circle, I know people that get the flu vaccine every year, that got the COVID vaccine, that think that they got scammed. I know people that aren't anti-vax at all that got it and regretted it. I know people that were never anti-vaccine that didn't get it. So the point I'm saying, in my circle, it's not like I'm surrounded by a bunch of people who agree with me. I know people who get the flu vaccine every year. I know people who get the COVID, who got the COVID vaccine. I don't know a single person that got it and feels super good about it. So that's why the numbers for the booster are down. It's not the anti-vax propaganda. I mean, you guys had everybody outnumbered 1,000 to 1. It's overkill. You guys held people for ransom, treated people like garbage, made false promises. You told people they could have their freedom back when they got it. Then you took the freedom away from the vax heads. You told people that it was going to block transmission at the start, and it didn't. A lot of people had side effects. I mean, Elon Musk said he felt like he was dying for 2 days. That's scary. You know, you get a vaccine, you feel like you're dying for 2 days. And this was not that uncommon. You know, a lot of people got sick or felt really ill right after getting it, which is not that common with other vaccines. And this is why these vaccines sell. The reason the polio vaccine sells is because people get it. A small percentage are getting injured. So the anti-vaxxers tend to be the people whose kids were injured from it. But in general, most people never get polio in their life, so they never think twice about it. Whether that product's doing that or not, you know, I can't really tell you. I haven't fully studied it, but people don't seem to think it's working well because they just don't get it afterwards. It's hard to sell a product that you're forcing down people's throats. They get it. Millions of people get hurt from it. They get it. They get sick 3 times. You know what I'm saying? They get the illness that the thing was fighting. They felt like they were going to die when they got the illness. It's hard to sell a product like that. It's like a car that keeps breaking down, but the media keeps telling you how great it is. It's like, cool, dude. Like, you know, you could lie all you want, but in order to get more people to do it. So that's where their scheme really broke down. They oversold it, underdelivered, and people really had like COVID vaccine fatigue. And now people aren't really getting in line for the boosters. So now they're moving it to a, you know, yearly flu type shot for the COVID, because it's probably the only chance they have left to salvage this tarnished brand that they made, because people don't want to get it every 3 months, and the compliance rates are so low, which in my opinion is why the mandates fell. I don't think they wanted to drop the mandates. I think the mandates fell because there wasn't enough compliance, and if you don't have enough compliance, then it doesn't work. And this is an important topic for why I'm disgusted by people like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know, who I consider basically the Benedict Arnold of the South. I don't care about people's personal medical decisions. You can do what you want. But in 2021, it was obvious if they could get the compliance rates up, we were screwed. So now this is a case of freedom. It's not just a case of you could drink Coca-Cola if you want, you could have a tea, you could have coffee. This is just a straight math game where it's like, if 90% of the country and 90% of the South complies to the COVID vaccine and lines up for it every year, we are going to be screwed. I'm never going to be able to go on a cruise again. I'm never going to be able to travel again. I'm not going to be able to go to plays or sports games. I'm basically going to be like a third tier slave citizen in my own country for the rest of my life if enough people comply. And I know people who are vaccinated don't give a crap because they're selfish and they're like, oh yeah, I'm with you, Anomaly, but I'm going to the game. I'm with you, Anomaly, but I'm going to Cabo. I'm with you, Anomaly, but I'm going to Australia. I'm with you, Anomaly, but I'm going here. Yeah, oh, you're so with me, but you're not really with me. So I feel like I'm not trying to make this divisive, but people who got vaccinated were like, yeah, no, I totally agree with you. This is corrupt, but I'm going to use my card to go do things. It's like, well, you're going to screw me for my whole life. You're basically going to like ruin my life and ruin millions of people's lives because you're doing that. But you have the right to do it, but you're not really with me, because if everyone acted like you, I'd be screwed. So this is why I'm disgusted by a lot of people, but Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I don't care if she got the Trump vaccine, as she calls it. She literally calls it the Trump vaccine. I don't care if you get the vaccine, but don't go to the South where people are not getting it and tell them to get it, because you're not really, in my opinion, helping the health of millions of people. I mean, you could claim you are, and the media could claim you are, but what you're really doing, in my opinion, is screwing over the entire country. If the South would have went 90% compliance rate, then they could have kept the mandates for 10 years. I mean, the only reason the mandates fell is because the South is epic and doesn't listen. You know, they have that old American energy. People don't want to get the booster shots because they just have COVID fatigue. And, you know, the whole scheme didn't work out. That's why they dropped the mandates. You can't put a mandate in when only 5 to 15% of the population is getting boosters. It doesn't work. The whole scheme's going to fall apart. Your stupid little 2020 card doesn't matter when you're on the fifth booster and you only have one or two. They're not going to grant that forever. It makes no sense. It's stupid. Everybody gets on it. So for her to go to the South in 2021 and try to con everybody into getting the Trump vaccine, I mean, to me, that was like her trying to enslave me. Her being like, okay, everybody follow along to the government's order. And keep in mind, when she's doing these type of pitches to the people of the South, mandates are happening. Everybody sees them. Everybody knows them. Saying, oh, I'm not for them, but I'm going to do this and that. It's like, you see them. You're not speaking out that hard against them, but you're trying to get people to do what the mandate is. So the point that I'm getting on many levels is we have to learn from this. And next time they do this, unfortunately, sadly, in my view, and I don't tell people what to do, you have your own right. You could talk to your doctor, your local health expert, somebody that you trust more than me. I'm just a guy, and I'm responsible for myself. But from a freedom perspective and a mandate perspective, the only way to beat the mandate is to not listen. The only way to beat the mandate is to get the compliance level so low that it's not even possible to do it. So I hope we've learned a lesson from that, because I believe they'll try to do this again at a certain point with something more popular, perhaps more effective. And it'll work if everybody's this pathetic. So I pray that more people stand up like Novak Djokovic and understand that, you know, it's all a numbers game. Same with the lockdown, same with all this stuff. You know, a lot of it was confusing. A lot of it was new. A lot of it was fresh and, you know, seemed temporary. Clearly it was sort of, but not as temporary as people wanted to see. But I pray that, you know, this happened for a reason and this could never happen again based on this. So anytime they try to do this again, I don't care if Trump puts it out or Sarah Huckabee Sanders is selling it to the South when they're not complying, you know, don't fall for that bait. And definitely, I don't think that many people did, but we really got to prevent something like this from happening again. Because what could be creepier than basically being locked out of a business, you know, locked out of a country, kicked out of the military? I mean, this was like the craziest thing that's ever happened in my lifetime. And pretty much everybody who did it is unapologetic. I don't think I've seen one politician who's been like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't seen one Democrat be like, yeah, based on what we know now, that actually didn't make sense. I shouldn't have locked down. I shouldn't have done that. Maybe DeSantis apologized. I think he was the one person I've ever seen that was like, you know, in hindsight, if I knew what I knew now, I would have never done it. But based on the data, that's what I did. Like, he pretty much apologized for the lockdown and said, like, he, you know, in hindsight, he wouldn't have done it. I haven't seen anyone else do that, you know, and been like even people that locked down for 2 weeks and been like, yo, I shouldn't have even locked down for a single day. I'm sorry. When you don't see politicians apologizing, when you don't see Big Pharma apologizing, when you see Bill Gates out here, you know, doing interviews in Australia, I think it shows that they're completely unremorseful. And if they have the chance to do this again, they absolutely will. So thank you, Novak Djokovic, for being somebody of, you know, high status. You have more power culturally to change the world. You have more power in the media, in the press. They care about you because you're one of the best tennis players ever, if not the best. So when you take a stand, that's huge. You set a message for everybody. And it's deeper than just being good at tennis. So thank you, Novak. I'm so glad he won. I'm glad he did it in front of Bill Gates. I'm glad he's back in Australia. I'm glad the mandates failed. I'm glad that this stuff is stopping. And it's worth pointing out that I believe the United States, in some cases, still has a travel mandate. This is why I voted for Trump, besides a lot of reasons. I mean, Joe Biden absolutely sucks on every level. But to me, like, the main reason, if I could pick one, and I had probably 30 that I like Trump better than Biden, but the main one was mandates. You know, yes, Trump was corrupt with Big Pharma and he was in on that scheme, but I don't believe he would have federally mandated it, and I don't believe he would have blocked travel. What Biden did is he stopped people from coming to the United States that are unvaccinated. And, you know, Novak Djokovic couldn't play a tennis game in America as well, not just Australia. And that's embarrassing for a free country like America. It's not only embarrassing, it's very manipulative, because you got to understand, the vaccine became a political issue for whatever reason, maybe because like left-wingers got brainwashed. But when the vaccine became a political issue, if you're only bringing into the country 100% vaccinated people, you know, the chances of them being compliant are, I mean, 100%. The chances of them being like, you know, conservative or lower, you're kicking out the military. You're kicking out police officers that are unvaccinated. It shouldn't be a political issue, but people that tended to stand up for themselves tended to be conservatives to a rate of probably like 9 out of 10. So now they're kicking conservatives out of the police. Now they're kicking conservatives out of the military. In my opinion, they're using these vaccine mandates as like a soft coup scheme to just weed out all the people that actually care about the country and care about our values out of mainstream positions and start funneling in people that will listen and be compliant and follow orders. And I don't want to get too much into it because I might do a whole video. But when it comes to those police officers in, you know, Memphis that everyone's complaining about, the white supremacy that just so happened to be all black guys, but it's, of course, white people's fault, according to Jemele Hill or something. But in general, you know, now New York Post is saying that before they got hired, they did like lax hiring laws. So it's like you kick a bunch of police officers out of the police force for not being vaccinated. You know, you start lowering the bar of all society, and then you get like, you know, and then you get police officers that didn't do what you wanted them to do. It's like maybe they're hiring crappier people now because nobody wants to work and everybody's lowering the bar for anything. Like, is that a part of it? If you go to a bad neighborhood, the Taco Bells are bad, the schools are bad, but the police are going to be good. Like, the, you know, I'm not making excuses for them. I'll do a whole video on it. But like, people don't think it's like, I want them to be good. Well, nothing's, you know, this city's falling apart. The you know, the Jack in the Box looks like a third world country. The schools aren't even top 10 anymore in the world. Everything's falling apart, but you think the police force is just magically going to be amazing when nothing else is good? Like, we all need to take accountability, and I'm not making excuses, but it's like so many people love to just like point the finger, like there's crime in the city, you know, everything's falling to shit, like nothing's good here. But, and we're lowering the bar for the people getting in, and we're making it easier, and we're doing diversity hires, and we're not like even testing people. We're making them work hard to gain the position, and we're not training them. We're defunding them, taking away. But they're going to be really good at what they do. But it's no one else's. It's like, it doesn't even make sense. But, you know, that's another story. God bless you guys. God bless your family. God bless America. God bless the world. Novak on top. Bill Gates in the audience being a spectator, looking real, you know, Largo Margo. And please, Bill, tell the kids to exercise. Please, Bill, spend some money on building health facilities and sports leagues, okay? You'd probably save a lot more lives doing that, in my view. Have a beautiful Sunday. Enjoy whatever you're doing. If you're watching the NFL, enjoy. If you're not, enjoy. And I'll be back soon.